Okay, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Zion in Meseches Gittin. Our daf is going to have some beautiful agata that's going to continue from what we had discussed in terms of Pilegesh Begiva, which was the description of Rabbi Avyasar describing the particular manner that the Pilegesh had treated her husband incorrectly. And the Gemara is going to continue with agata in that discussion. And the Gemara will continue with some fascinating halachos that are like collector's items that have nothing to do with Meseches Gittin. We're going to discuss the halacha that's two halachos that are not well known. One of them is easy to fulfill if you take it literally, if you just have to know it, and the other one is hard to fulfill. The one that's easy to fulfill is a halacha called Sirtut, an underlying psukim, and the one that's hard to fulfill if you take the halacha literally is not listening to music. So that we're going to see on Dav Zayin, Zayin Amid Aleph. Then we're after we go through all of that Agadita that's going to go all the way through Zayin Amid Aleph to Zayin Amid Beis, we're going to get back to some of the difficult halachos in regards to the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to stop a little bit early. We're going to stop about 10 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis. Let's begin 6 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Chisda, Lo'olam Al Yatil Adam Eima Yisera B'Seich Beisai. A person shouldn't put too much fear on his house. Sharei Pilegesh Begiva Hitel La Baila Eima Yisera. He put too much pressure on her, and she made a mistake. And that's what happens when you put too much pressure on someone, they make mistakes. And there's a very, very subtle psychological insight that Rav Chisda is making over here, which is a very, very important balance. On the one hand, if you let everybody be, you're not going to be like the way we are in Iyun Shir, tough on the guys. So then they're going to be lackadaisical, right? Daf Yomi Shir, so you come, you listen, you get a little, and you move on. But then you also have to be able to, you have to put the Talmidim's feet to the fire also. You got to put pressure on them. But the balance of not being too soft and being too harsh is a very, very important balance that doesn't only apply to a Rebbe and his Talmidim, but it applies in one's house as well. V'epila kamar avavos Mi'Yisrael, and in the story of Shoftim that caused many to be killed. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol amatal emi yiser b'seich beisai, soifu balidei shalosh averos. If someone puts too much pressure, in the end, three averos are done. Gilui arayi shvichas dam chilu Shabbos, quite bad. How do three averos done because of pressure? We know that pressure isn't a good thing, and he might end up in the psychologist's chair. But at the end of the day, why is it a gimel chamura? So Rashi explains, gimel arayos, gilui arayos, excuse me, kishemagia zman tfilasa based sinna, vihi ira lomar lo tavalti. A woman's not perfect. It could be she's not going to want to go to the mikveh. Now, once upon a time, going to the mikveh wasn't easy. Now, Baruch Hashem, Emir Tzeh Hashem, when you're, I'm learning now with the Talmidim and the Tivariyeh, who are not married, Emir Tzeh Hashem, you'll get married, and you'll keep Taharas HaMishpacha, B'Kedusha V'Tahara. So then your wives are going to have it easier. It's, by the way, it's also a challenge. It's not easy. But it's going to be easier than it once was. Once upon a time, to go tefillah b'mikvah, it was really quite difficult. In fact, my father told me, my father lived in Western Canada, in Vancouver. That was Gan Eden. Compared to where they used to live, most of the New Yorkers here won't even recognize this place. Maybe some for Chicago recognizes. A place called Saskatchewan in Canada, in the prairies in Canada. It's 40 degrees below over there. There was no mikveh there. You know what my grandfather did? My grandfather built a mikveh in the dark basement in their house. That's what my father said. It was not a nice mikveh. It was just a pit that was my grandfather, Olav Hashalom, constructed. Once upon a time, it was difficult. So now, what happens if it's freezing? It's 40 degrees below, not 20 degrees below, but it's 40 degrees below. So it could be that the woman's not going to want to go to the mikveh that night because it's absolutely, and it's at night. It's not during the day. You don't go to mikveh during the day. You go to mikveh at night. So then there isn't even any sunlight. So it's absolutely freezing. But if her husband, God forbid, is a man that's very, very difficult, she'll lie to him, and God forbid, and she'll say, I went to the mikveh, when she really didn't. So that's one. Shvich Hasdam says, Rashi Kahacha, O Pam Shebarachas Mipanav, V'nafales Be'achas HaPsachim O Be'Gesher. Or there are times that the man of the house is going to be chasing after someone, and they're going to get hurt. So either the case of Pilegish Begiva itself is an example, that when there's too much pressure, then people make mistakes and bad things happen to the point that murder could take place, or that somebody's going to be running away from him. V'chilu Shabbos, Pam Shemadlekes Nerum V'Vashelas. Oi! I forgot something before Shabbos. I'm so scared of the father of the house, so they'll come to do Chil Shabbos because they're so afraid. So the point is that not only is it a Chisaron Midos, but even those Chisaron Midos then manifest in Chilul Torah itself in the most obvious ways. Omar Rabbah Bar Chana, Hod Amri Rabban Shosha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lom B'Sarech Leir Tzarech Shabbos in Chashecha. This that we say that a person is supposed to say in Erev Shabbos, three things. This we say, of course, in Bameh Madlikin. Yisartim, Yiravtim, Yidliku Esaner. Did you take off Maisa? Did you set up the Erev? Did you light the candles? Tzarech L'Mimruna B'Nichusa. Rabosai, Mirtz Hashem, not only are you going to keep Taharas HaMashpacha, but Be'ezer Hashem, you're going to build beautiful homes. And then there's pressure. Erev Shabbos, the guests are coming, and so on and so forth. There's a tremendous amount of pressure that people feel. And what happens is, when there's pressure on Erev Shabbos, then people speak in an inappropriate way. So first of all, the Gemara told us, if a person speaks in an inappropriate way, then terrible, terrible things could happen. However, not only is it important to speak softly and to speak nicely in order to that one should not be nichshol aveira, but there's another psychological observation that the Gemara is making. Ke'echad l'kablu minei. In order that your words should be accepted, that if a person speaks softly, then ultimately people will accept what they're saying. Think about it. The guys who are mean and tough and rough, those are the people that ultimately are less likely to be heard. It's the people who speak in a soft way, the way Rav Pam Zatzal used to speak. Those are the people that are listened to the most. It's amazing, the small little Chafetz Chaim shuffling along the way. What power he had. His softness, the Chafetz Chaim's softness, became his power. Amar Vashi, Anolo Shemi Elohad the Rabbi Baruch Hanu Kamaisa Misvara. I didn't need to hear this from Rabbi Baruch Hanu, and it's so obvious to me. In other words, I think that's what he's saying is a psychological reality. Amar Rabbi Avol three lines at Tamzayin and Alf Loilim Al Yatil Adam Ein Misev Besach Besach Shari Adam Gadol Itol Misev Besach Besach Vechidu Adaver Gadol. What happened was that he put too much pressure and he caused an aver to take place. Umanu Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamlielich Hechidu Cycle Daitach. Did he actually? Are you going to say that what happened was that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was caused to eat something that was treif? Asks the Gemara. Hashda behemtok shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadam. The Gemara tells us in Chulin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that the donkey Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was careful not to eat grain unless there was appropriate trumas and maestros, so that the animal is not going to come with deik takala. So then, tzaddikim atzmon lo kol shekein? Certainly, the tzaddikim. Ela bikshu la'achilu davar gadol, ma'iniu eivar minachai. So there was some story that there was eivar minachai, and there was a lot of pressure on the cook, and the cook almost gave it. And you see, by the way, the pachar of aveira, that even just the almost was enough for them to have a tremendous, tremendous pachar. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, awesome story that I heard from Chizkiyo. That you, some of the other Talmidim I've been zochet to have heard this, that one time, I'm embarrassed to say, this shook me up, because how many times did I make this mistake? That I forgot I was fleishiks and I had something milchiks, not during the meal, God forbid, but a couple hours later, 4 hours, 5 hours later. So Ruchiskio said that when he was a child, his mother used to say every morning, I think to this day, you have to ask, every morning she says to Rav Nevinsal, drink milk. So he thought that every mother always says to the father, drink milk. What happened? He said he found out years later, I guess his mother told him, that 50 years ago, Rav Nevinsal once, within 6 hours, probably the fifth or sixth hour, by mistake forgot, and he ate milkshakes within 6 hours of fleishiks. And the Rebbetzin noticed that he stopped drinking milk. He couldn't bring himself to drink milk, because he was always had this pacha that he was within 6 hours, unless his wife would tell him that he's milchiks. So Rebbetzin Nevinsal keeps track, and he won't drink. I think bli neder that to this day. To this day, ask Rav Chizkiyahu the details. Shalach leimar ukva the Rebbe Lazar bnei adam ha'oimdim olai ubiyadi lemasram lemalchus. The Gemara continues agadita that mar ukva sent a shout to Rebbe Lazar. There are people who are driving me crazy, and they're hurting me, and I could snitch to them, to the government. Mao, what should I do? Sirtate, the Gemara adds that when he sent them the answer, he quoted him a pasuk in Tehillim, and this is an important word, and he underlined it. V'kasavle, and he wrote him, Amarti eshmera drachai mechatoi v'lishayni, eshmera lefi machzoim, ba'oid rasha lenegdi. And he darshined this pasuk, afal pisha rasha lenegdi, even if the rasha is going up against you, in other words, these guys are driving you crazy, Eshmara lepi machzom. That's a very, very important word. Some of you here in Eretz Yisrael might have heard of it, right? You know, when you get to, one day we might, Bezer Hashem, meet Yosef over there when he's serving in Arzenu HaKadosha. So you meet a machzom, there's a soldier that stops you at a machzom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezer Hashem should protect him, both in Ruchnias and in Gashmias. So when a soldier stops you over there, so then that's a machzom. So what does it mean, lepi machzom? That I put a stop to my mouth. Even though there's a rasha lenegdi, I put a stop to my mouth. Shalachle, kometzar li tuve. He said, but these guys don't stop bothering me. They're just getting worse and worse. V'lo matzinu de'ikambu, and I find no way to get away from them. Shalachle, so then, who are our names over here? Rebbe Lazar sent back to Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva was the one who was being tortured. He quoted him another pasuk and told him, Don Lashem v'schol alo al tischar b'matzliach darko b'ish oise mezimus. And the pasuk also says, "Vuhu yapil l'cha chalolim chalolim." Be silent, and then "Vuhu yapil l'cha chalolim chalolim." So, what did he suggest to him? Hashke v'harin v'leim beis hamedrash. You just go to the beis hamedrash in the morning and in the evening. V'hein kolim me'aleim, and they'll disappear. Hadover Yotzmi P. Rebbe Lazar v'nasnu l'gneva b'kolar, and ultimately the people who are bothering him were given over to the chains. Kolar, Rashi explains, are chains. Shalachu le Mar Ukva. They sent also to Mar Ukva. Zimra menol dasser. How do we know that his song is aser? Now in the world of Daf Yomi, there actually 8 or 9 dapim is not far away from one from the other at all. In Sota, on Daf Mem Ches, we're recording this a little bit ahead, but actually today's and yesterday's Daf discussed this exact Shiloh. The only places in Shas that I'm aware of that's discussed is Sota Mem Ches Mem Tes, as well as Gittin Daf Zayin. Tosfos is going to make reference to that, and that is the Isser to music. Now, Halacha L'maisa, maybe sometimes we do Halacha from the daily Daf, it might be appropriate to discuss music Bizman HaZeh. But notice how they asked them. There was a davar posh, the music is aser. And by the way, it's the simple reading of the Mishnah and Sota on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. So he said to him, Zimra Menon Daser. How do we know? Sirtate, again he put those lines. V'kasavlu, al tismach Yisrael al gil ba'almin. That your Klal Yisrael is not supposed to rejoice like Ka'amim, and that is, Rashi learned Zimra means l'shorer b'beis ha'mishtos. Ramay Shafainzi and someone will discuss, is that the same thing as putting, in Ramesh's days, it was a cassette, or even a phonograph, to activate? You guys are looking at me, you don't even know what that is. So to use, though, to put that in, is that the same thing? So he said, that's a separate question, but he said, but Zmiras Bebasement, L'shorer, now what does L'shorer mean? L'shorer generally means to sing, right? To sing, Bebeis HaMishtos, that is going to be us. You'll see in a moment why I asked you that question, whether it means to sing. For Lishlech Lume Achas, the Gemara asks, wait a second, we just did in the Daf Yomi, on Daf Mem Ches Mem Tes, a different Mekar. The Mishnah in Sota quotes a Pasuk, Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin, that you shouldn't drink wine while you're singing. In other words, what the Pasuk means, Yemar Sheikhar Lishosav, the Pasuk means that during a Mishnah, you're not supposed to have song. Email who have mean is Zimra Demone. If they would have said that, I would have thought that only instrumentals are us, or in other words, to use an instrument. That's what I mean. Aval de Puma, Shari, but from the mouth would be permissible. Kamashal, my nafkamina. Chaim Seltzer's a cappella, right? So that would be nafkamina. So if there's no It doesn't count also because he doesn't sing, he just lip syncs. So in such a case, then the halacha would be that if it's only bepuma, so then the halacha is that it's going to be motor. I would have thought, but now I have two sugyas. I have gittin dav zayin, sota memches. Sota memches tells us that the instruments are also. I might have thought that singing bepeh is going to be mutter. Kamash malan, that's also v'toch ha-mishnah. Halacha l'maitse in terms of zecher l'churban. The Gemara there, by the way, says that once we had churban abayis, then we stopped singing. How that plays out, halacha l'maitse, by the way, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha, based on the Mishnah Sotah, based on our Gemara, how it plays out, we're not going to flesh out right now. The only thing we'll see is Tosas. Let's just see briefly. Tosas Zimra Menal da Aser. Pirish Bekontris Lashora Bebeis Hamot Mishtos. It's talking about to sing at the parties. V'chein Nami Mashmah Bidekarm Lishlech Le Mehacha Bashir Le Yishnu Yayim Perik Basar Desota Tanan Mishabot La Sanhedrin. There the Gemara is more specific, not destruction of Beis HaMikdash, but already earlier, the Sanhedrin was batel 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was batel. So then batel shir beBeis HaMishtosh. Nemar, and they quote this pasuk that we just mentioned. So Tosas just mentions that Hu b'Yusham d'Avikam u'Danach b'Zimmer shemisanik b'Yoser v'Shir shall mitzvah shari. That's why I want to pick up the last two lines of Tosas. Shir shall mitzvah be permissible kigom b'Shas Chupa shosn l'smach osn l'kala. So here is the window of Heter. The window of Heter is that b'Zman hazeh, when it is Shir shal mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. Since we're saying this in the old city of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, it's important for us to emphasize that there are even minhagim according to this halacha, and that is, you guys know that in weddings here in Yerushalayim, there aren't instruments, right? There's only drums. Did you notice that? There's only drums. That's a minig that's based on this halacha. So that even though Tosas says shir shal mitzvah is shari, first of all, Tosas never said instruments, right? Tosas said shir shal mitzvah. So that's an interesting halacha that comes out. Halacha ma'aseh will leave for the daily daf. Halacha daily daf. Amale Ravuna bar Nosson Ravashi. May dichsiv. Now we're going to have a lot of drushes of psukim. Here the Talmidim know I prefer the old-fashioned Gemara, but I'm using the Oz HaHadar because the Oz HaHadar is very, very helpful having the psukim on the side. The old-fashioned Gemaras don't have the psukim on the side, so keep your finger on the side. We're going to go back and forth quoting these psukim. The pasuk in Yehoshua says, V'kina v'dimona v'eid oda. It's referring to kina as a dirge, like kinas. Amalek. Mitvarta de Eretz Yisrael kachoshiv. He said to him, Mitzvasa de Eretz Yisrael, the cities of Eretz Yisrael kachoshiv. What is the pasuk doing? Literally, kina means a dirge. But at the same time, kina over there in that pasuk in Yehoshua is referring to cities. Ela Rav Gevia Me'argiza. But Rav Gevia came from a place of Argiza, Amar Bataima. He said a reason of Kina. Why it's referred to as Kina. In other words, Rav Gevia came from a place of Argiza, and because he came from a place of Argiza, they darshened these cities. Amar Ba. And he said on this pasuk, Tama kol sheyesh lo Kina. Now he takes the word Kina, which means a dirge, like Kinos, and he turns it into kina and jealousy. Whoever has kol sheyesh lo kina al chaveiro, someone who has jealousy on his friend, v'domin, and he's silent. In other words, his friend did something wrong to him, and he really should have jealousy, some translate as anger, on his friend, which actually would get closer to the word kinos, because kinos as a dirge could also refer to like pain and anguish. But if he's silent about that pain, that he doesn't get his friend back, Shochin Adayad Osalodin. Then the one who is Shochin Adayad will give a din on his behalf. So Ravuna Bar Nosson LeRavashi was Doresh this pasuk of Kina Demona Adadada. Amalei Elamiata, he said, now that you're darshaning these cities, that these are not just simply cities in Yehoshua, but rather they mean something. So now darshan for me another pasuk. V'tziklag hum in dama v'sansana. How are you going to explain that pasuk? Hachanami, darshan that for me as well. Amalei yavi Rav Gevia mi be'ar giza. If Rav Gevia mi be'ar giza hacha, if he was here, have it omar ba'taima, I would tell you a reason. In other words, it seems like Rav Gavia was from this funny place called Argiza. And once they said they started talking about the place Argiza and talking about the significance of that name, so then they began to darshan even the names of other cities in Tanakh as well. Rav Acha Bechazah Amar Bahachi. Rav Acha from Chazoi actually darshan this pasuk, the pasuk of Tzaklag. He darshan as follows: Kol mishi shlo tzakas legima. Anybody who has some type of complaint, al chaveiro on his friend, v'domeng, and he's silent, shochem b'sne ose lo din. So it's a play on the word sansana as being the sne, the one who rested in the sne in Moshe's bush, the fiery bush. He will give you din. In other words, here din means he'll reward you in a positive way. Now that we spoke about Avelus in the Beis HaMikdash, Avelus from the Beis HaMikdash, and in the halachos of the Isra of Zimra, so then Gemara now discusses other Isurim that relate to Zecher LeMikdash. Amalei Rav Reish Kalusa Rav Huna. Klila Minalan D'Asr. The Reish Kalusa said to Rav Huna, how do we know that Klila is Asr? Now, Klila is a type of Atara that's described also in the Mishnah in Sota, that there was Ataras HaChasan that the Chasan used to wear that was awesome. Once upon a time, the Chasan used to wear a beautiful crown, and we don't do that today. So he asked him, what's the makar? The Reish Kalusa heard that we stopped wearing those crowns. He asked, what's the makar? Amalei midrabban. He said it's an Isser derabbanan. Disnan, as the Mishnah in Sota describes, Bepulmos shel aspainus, at the first siege of Yerushalayim, here in Yerushalayim, already on the first siege, Gazra al-Ataras Chasan. The Mishnah in Sota describes, at the end of Sota Daf Memches, three different sieges. On the first siege, so then, actually it's Memtes and Sota, Mamish today's Daf and Sota. The first siege of Aspinus, they made the Yisr of Ataras Chasanim, Vala Eros, and also something that was called an Eros, which the Gemara there describes in Sota, which was another special thing that was made for the Chasan. So he said that the source for it is a Mishnah, that it was a Gzeira after the first siege already. They wanted to show that Yerushalayim is not what it used to be, and therefore Ataras Chasanim are going to be awesome. Now the Gemara quotes something interesting. Adahachi kam Ravuna lafnoi. Ravuna went to the bathroom. Amar le Rav Chizra. Rav Chizra was also sitting there. And this was the Reish Galusa. It asked Ravuna. Ravuna had answered, and he left. Ravuna then said, Kruxim. He said to him, I'll tell you, it's a pasuk. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Koy amar Hashem Elokim. Hasar at Snefes Vaharim. Ha'atara, remove the mitznefes from your head and move the crown. And there the pasuk is describing Avelus. Zos lo zos hashpela, hashfala hagbea vagvoa hashpel. That which is great is going to be lowered, and the lowered people are going to be raised up. And how did Rav Chizda explain this pasuk? V'chimayini mitznefes eitz la'atara. What does the hat have to do with Atara? It means to say, Bizman Shemitz Nefes Barosh Kohen Gadol, at the time that the Kohen Gadol is wearing his hat, Atara Barosh Kaladim, then everybody else could wear a crown. Nistalka Mitznefes Barosh Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol is no longer able to wear a Mitznefes, Nistalka Atara Barosh Kaladim. So then that's what the Pasuk in Yecheskel is coming to say. So the Reish Galusa's question was answered by Rav Chizda in a different way. Adahacha Asa Rav Huna. Then Rav Huna came back from the bathroom. Ashkechinu Davi Yasveh, and he saw they were sitting together, and he saw Rav Chizda is telling him all these nice pshatim. Amalei ho'alokim. He says, I swear by Hashem, midrabbanan. Whatever Rav Chizda told you is wrong. It's an issur derabbanan. He quoted for you a pasuk. No, it's midrabbanan. However, Ela Chizda Shmecha, but his name is Chizda, v'chazdoin melech. And he has this tremendous chesed in darshaning psukim. In other words, his words are beautiful. But you should know, don't let him get you confused. Really, it's a din. Really, it's a din derabbanan. It's not midivrei kabbalah. It's a gzeira. But Rav Chizda likes to show how it fits into the pasuk. Ravina Ashken Mar Bar Ravashi Da'avi Godel Klila Lebarte. Ravina found that Mar Bar Ravashi actually prepared for his daughter a crown. Amalei, he said to him, when she got married. Lo saver mar hasar mitznefes varim atar. What are you going to do with this pasuk? Amalei dumya dekain gadol begavri. And by the way, if you take a look at the Mishnayos and Sota, they do differentiate between a crown that a girl wears and a crown that a boy wears at the time of their wedding. So he responded to Marbar Rashi, responded that the Isser applies based on the pasuk only be due to the Kohen Gadol. So that's the guys have to remember the Kohen Gadol. But a woman can never be a Kohen Gadol, no matter how much they want to give them smicha or whatever they want, they can't be a Kohen Gadol. Avo b'nishi, lo. But with women, it doesn't apply. Now we go back to the pasuk that we had read, which is Oz Zayin in the Torah or HaSholem, which is the pasuk says Zos lo Zos. We said Vahare ma Torah Zos lo Zos. It's really unclear what the pasuk means. So Darash Rav Avir Zimnin Amalei Mishmeidu Ravami Zimnin Amalei Mishmeidu Ravasi. Sometimes Rav Avir saying the name of Ravami, some in the name Ravasi. B'shar Shamar Kodesh Baruch Yisrael Hasar Mitzvahs Vahare ma Torah Amru Malachei Asharat Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Rebbei Mishalom Zayis Lan Li Yisrael Shekdimu Lefanecha B'Sinai Nasa LeMishva. It's amazing to see the pain of the Malachim, that the Malachim were pained, and they said, look at how much pain Klal Yisrael is going through. And they're the ones who said Nasa V'Nishma. By the way, the Malachim are the same guys who complained that we were going to take the Torah. And it's described also in that Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that describes the Nasa V'Nishma. But now, once the Malachim were impressed by us, so the Malachim come back to defend us. And they say, look, these are the guys who said Nasa V'Nishma. They didn't understand anything. And they followed you into the Midbar. And they followed your Torah without knowing what you were going to say. I'm sorry, Malachim. That was once upon a time. They did Nasa V'Nishma. But nowadays, that which is important, they've lowered. That which is unimportant, they've elevated. Rav Ben told me well. He said, guys, don't call it a phone. He said, call it a mini entertainment center. That's what it is. That's what a phone is, not a phone. We, the Rabbeim, we have phones. This is called a phone. This is a phone. It's the only thing you can do is do phone calls. So that's called a phone. Anything else, so it runs the risk that you turn it into your whole life. You turn the smartphone into your whole life. So taking a phone, what was once a phone, and then elevating it to something that's a lot greater, and maybe not what it was originally meant to be altogether. And v'midu tzelam behechal, and then unfortunately our whole midos of nasa v'nishma have fallen away. Darish Rav Avira, 7 lines from the bottom. Zimnun amar le mishmeidu ravami, zimnun amar le mishmeidu ravasi. Ma'idich siv, another drasha. This is os ches in the Torah, or ko amar Hashem, im shlomim. Im shleimim, excuse me, v'chein rabim, v'chein nagoizu, v'avar v'im yisach, lo anecho, that's a pasuk in Nachim, im roa adam shem zonosam mitzum tzomin. If a person sees that he doesn't have a lot of money, so what should he do? What should he do? Save more money, right? Wrong. Yasim and tzedakah, you should give tzedakah. Kol shekein kishim urabim. And certainly if he's got a lot of money, he should give tzedakah. V'chein v'chein nagoizu, v'avar, Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Kala Gozeis Minachasav, someone who cuts off from his belongings, Va'osaman Sadaka, and he gives Sadaka, Nitzel Medina Shal Gehenim, he'll be saved from the judgment of Gehenim. Mashal Ishtei Rechelos, it's a parallel would be to an appropriate metaphor, would be two sheep, Shal Yehovros B'mayim, that are passing through the water. Achas Gezuza V'achas Eina Gezuza. One still has all of its wool, and one its wool has been shorn. Avra, the one that's been shorn, Gzuza Avra, the one that's been shorn passes. The one that's not been shorn doesn't pass. What does that mean? That the one that has a lot of wool, it becomes very, very difficult for it to pass. Why? Because the wool absorbs all the water and it becomes very, very heavy. So what's the mashal? The mashal is like this. Sometimes your money becomes very heavy and it begins to weigh you down. Better to trim some of the fat and put it in the right place, and ultimately when you need it back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it back to you. V'ini sich. So the Pasuk also says, at the end of that Pasuk in Nachum, it says, V'ini sich lo anech od. And you will no longer be ini sich. Amar Mazutra, that refers to an ani. Afilu ani am nisparnes menat tzedakah, yaset tzedakah. Even if it's an ani himself, now halacha l'maaseh, how this applies is a complicated question, but bottom line is that even if he's an ani, he should also do tzedakah lo en echad, and then he's not going to need for tzedakah. By the way, that needs to be discussed. What exactly are the parameters of that? It could be that a token tzedakah, he's not supposed to give away the tzedakah he gets, because then he's going to need to take more tzedakah, but what it means is he shouldn't forget the mitzvah tzedakah. Maybe not to give meiser, could be he's not supposed to give meiser, but he's still supposed to give some level of tzedakah. Tanur Rav Yosef, shuv eimarin lo simanei anius. Even if the ani himself should give tzedakah as well. Okay, next Gemara is not easy. We are going to need some charts over here. Rashi gives us a little bit of a chart. The problem with Rashi's chart is the following. We're going to discuss the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael for the next 5 minutes. Problem with Rashi's chart is that you need to turn your Gemara on its head. In other words, we're going to have to at least in my chart of Rashi, north is not north of us. If you take a look, you see in the Rashi Safon, in the diagram, you see Chsiv, exactly, you're going to have to turn in that direction. How's it? You have to rotate it. You'll tell me that, what direction that is. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Amar Merekin LeMizrach. We had learned the different boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Let's remind ourselves, in the Halacha Barfanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. Once you get to Rebken, that's already considered outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you have to say Fanechtam, Fanei Nechtam. What do we say is the north? Akko. Ask the Mara, Lameimer, the Akko, it's from Eretz Yisrael. Do we say the Akko is on the north of Eretz Yisrael? Urimin will ask you a question. Now, this halacha has nothing to do with Gittin. This is a Tosefta in Olos. What we're talking now about is Tumas Eretz Amimim. It is Aser to leave. It is Aser. Chaim, I was waiting for this moment. I was trying to think how I was going to get to this. And that is that I want to be on Chaim's case about leaving Eretz Yisrael in January. Do you really, really have to leave January? Especially after you got the Rabarach Ber? So I thought like that. Now I realize. I said to John, today I'm gonna drive you crazy about it. So you know that the halacha is that to leave Eretz Yisrael, you become tummy. You leave Eretz Yisrael, you become tummy. It's tumah midrabbanan. So this is what the Tosefta and Olos is talking about. But forget about the Tumah. What about all the Tahara you could get for the next couple of months, Bezer Hashem? Okay, I'm not going to let you go on this topic for a while. Uriminu. If a person's going from Akko to Chziv, Miyamino Remizrach, if he's going from his right side to the east, Haderech Tmei Mishum Eretz Am, so to the east of Akko, is Eretz Amimim, Uptura Min HaMaiser, and he becomes Pater Maiser, Umin HaShviyas, and is no longer considered Eretz Yisrael for Shviyas. Achi Yivadu Lecha Shei Chayevis. And then, in order to come back, you have to know you're back into Eretz Yisrael. Mismolo Lemayriv, to the left side and to the west, Haderech Tahora, Mishum Eretz Amim. So now, let's take a look. What we're learning is as follows. If you turn Rashi's diagram, you have Akko. And here we have a description of Akko going to the east or to the west, that there are times that he could become considered going outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Ad Heichan. How far does he go when it comes to going north? That the halacha is that he's going to be still considered in Eretz Yisrael. Because if you take a look, if he's in Akko, and he's going where? He's going to his left. Then he's going towards Eretz Yisrael. Okay? But when he goes north, how far is he still considered in Eretz Yisrael? Until Chziv. Now take a look at the map. Chziv is further north. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum Aviv Ad Lavlava. And Rabbi Yossi says even further than Chziv. Period. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is like this. Our Mishnah said that what's furthest north of Eretz Yisrael? Akko. Okay? And what do we see now? We see that he goes all the way to Chziv, which ultimately is further north. Again, the Tosefta and Olos refers to it as right and left. That's a separate issue. But at the end of the day, Chziv is clearly north. And since it's clearly north, the halacha is that what? that it's still considered Eretz Yisrael. So you put a question mark after Ad Lavavo, just a second, you put a question mark until Ad Lavavo, and over there, where we have the Gemara's Kasha. And that is, we learned in our Mishnah, Akko is the further north point. But what do we see over here? We see the Tosefta in Olos, that further north is Chziv. Amar Abaye Ritzua Nafka. There was a area that jutted out between Akko and Chziv. What is that mean, Ritzua Nafka? Rashi says the following: Ritzua Nafka LaOlam Akko B'Tzfon Ribud Eretz Ohavin Elishu Ritzua Ktsari Yotzeis Ol Me'Akko L'Tzvat Tzafon V'Hum Eretz Yisrael. That's drawn out beautifully in our Rashi. It's in front of us, and that is there was a small strip that went out from Akko to Chziv. There was a small strip, and that strip went all the way up to Chziv, and that was all part of Eretz Yisrael. Even though, as Rashi, as you have Eretz Yisrael in that big box, and really in the big box of Eretz Yisrael ends by Akko, but there's a small strip that goes further north up until Chziv. Up until Chziv. Says Gemara, really, does that work? The Yod Tana Simna Hachi? Is that how the Tana speaks? He says Chziv, but really there's something further north? In, says Gemara, that's true. Because here we're talking about a special narrow strip that went further, and that's a derech. And we find such a thing also in the Pesukim as well. Kronami Yav Simna. The Pasuk says, this Pasuk is in Shoftim, Vayomru. Hine, Chag Hashem, Bishilo, Miyom, Yimya Hashem, Tzvon, Lebeis Kel, Mizrach Hashem, Shlom, Sila, Ola, Mibeis Kel, Shchema, Umi Negev, Lulavona. That whole Pasuk is describing an area which is the furthest part, Mitzvona, and yet there's another strip that's beyond it. The Amr of Papal Mizrach Hashem Mesila, that it's east of Mesila, that you have another strip that's past it. So there are going to be times that you're going to have an area. Here Rashi has it drawn out. You have Beiskel, and they speak about Beiskel, even though there's an area further to the north, which is Shechem and Levona, but since there was a special derech called the Mesila, they mentioned Beis El, even though it's not the most northern point, because Beis El is where the highway to further north would take place. So even though Akko is not the northernmost point, but everybody to get to Chziv gets through Akko, so it's referred to as Akko, and Akko is the most northern point. So on today's daf, we have the Agadita going through Zayin Amid Aleph, then the halacha of the north of Eretz Yisrael, what is considered mamish the north. Akko is not the most northern point, but our Mishnah chose Akko because that was the entrance to the highway to Chziv, and because Akko was a metropolis that referred to this small narrow path, so then we just mention Akko. We had a couple of very important halachos. The halacha sirtu. That's a very, very important halacha in regards to underlining when you say when you send a pasuk. If you take a look, this will conclude. Rav Malkiel Kotler, and the other halacha was in regards to zmiros. If you take a look at Rav Malkiel Kotler, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, his haskamos, he draws out lines anytime he quotes a pasuk. Chacham Avadia in his tshuva says that today line paper could serve as well. If you type on a typewriter where it comes out neatly also, that could take the place of Sirtut. We'll stop Bezer Hashem Dav Zayin over here.